Trump, proud to be the president for the workers and middle class. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 8, 2025. President Donald Trump expressed that he was proud to be the president for the workers and the middle class, instead of Wall Street, the political class, and the outsourcers. While speaking at the National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, dinner on Tuesday, Trump spoke about how the Democrat Party was not afraid that the Trump administration's America First policies would fail, but that they were terrified the strategy would succeed. Trump also added that he was excited for the midterm elections and accused the Democrats of treason by allowing millions of illegal aliens to pour into the United States through open borders. "Our opponents are not afraid that our America First policies will fail. They're terrified that our strategy will succeed and we're going to get bigger and stronger and better as a party. And that's what's happening, and that is what's happening," Trump said. "It's going to be something, and I'm actually looking forward to the midterms. We're going to prove that all of their treason is years of betrayal. We will not be forgotten, 'cause it's treason. What they did is treason. When they allowed millions of people to pour in through open borders, from all over the world they came, to me that's treason. What they've done to our country is unthinkable." Trump continued to express that while the U.S. government was spending money to take people out, there were judges advocating that suspected Trinidad gang members be allowed back in and not be deported. Trump added that he was proud to be the president of workers in the middle class. "I'm proud to be the president for the workers, not the outsourcers, the president who stands up for Main Street, not Wall Street, who protects the middle class, not the political class, and who defends America, not trade cheaters all over the globe," Trump continued. "They're trade cheaters, they cheated on us, they cheated with tariffs on us," Trump added. "They stole our money, they stole our jobs, and now people are going around saying, oh, we're not treating them right. No, we're treating them very good, actually. They're lucky we're treating them so good."